Fetterman's filibuster reversal, Fauci's diary, and $433 million flowing into the midterms. Senator John Fetterman published an op-ed calling his previous push to eliminate the Senate filibuster horribly wrong, a direct reversal of a position he held as recently as 2022, delivered precisely as President Trump is pressing Senate Republicans to kill the 60-vote threshold to advance his voting bill. The reversal provides bipartisan political cover for preserving the procedural rule, but it arrives alongside Fetterman's public question of whether Democrats still want him, a question his heterodox voting record on immigration, defense, and budget issues has made less than rhetorical. The GOP has been actively courting him, and a party switch, while not announced, is a coherent possibility that Democratic leadership cannot dismiss. Senator Rand Paul released more than 1,000 pages of Dr. Anthony Fauci's pandemic diary entries ahead of scheduled Senate testimony. The diaries reportedly reveal personal social relationships between Fauci and media figures, including CNN's Jake Tapper, dinners and text exchanges during the period when Fauci served as the country's lead public health communicator, as well as private assessments of COVID's origins that were reportedly inconsistent with his public statements. The media relationship disclosures raise questions about whether communication strategy was shaped by undisclosed relationships. The origins discrepancy is the more substantively significant finding, given that the lab leak hypothesis has gained considerable credibility since 2021. A parallel accountability story involves classified material references in the Biden memoir ghostwriting process, which raises questions about how the former president's team handled sensitive information during the book project, legally distinct from the documents cases litigated in 2023 and 2024, but feeding the same public trust narrative. Hovering over all of it is money. New data shows billionaires have committed $433 million to the 2026 midterms, with 80% of that sum flowing to Republican candidates and committees. The concentration of donor resources at the top of the wealth distribution and its pronounced partisan tilt reflects an acceleration of trends that have been building since the Citizens United decision in 2010.